wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Our God's greatest gift to us, Jesus Christ, his beloved Son. For 4,000 years after God's creation of our father Adam, man so polluted God's earth by his degradation and wickedness, the whole earth was corrupt. Man turned away from the living God, his maker, and by going his own way, destroyed himself. The sad history of our race fills the first half of God's word, the Old Testament. Then God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, to redeem us and bring us back to God and to his blessing. Some 2,000 years ago, there was born of a woman, that one who is God's Son. That babe was destined to change the lives of millions on earth and to open the door to heaven for them. Who could he be? 750 years before his birth, God's prophet Isaiah wrote of him, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Who is he? He is a mighty God. He is God, very God, being one with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. He is the Almighty Creator, for in the beginning the Holy Trinity appointed him to do the great work of creation, and God declares, all things were made by him. The heavens with their enormous planets, and earth, and all men, and angels, he made them all. But God is spirit. And that babe had a real human body of flesh and blood. That babe was God manifest in flesh, that great divine mystery. He was wonderful in his birth, for he, the creator of the universe, was actually born of a woman. He was Mary's real and firstborn son, so really her child, that he was conceived in her womb and nursed on her breasts. God had become man. Unto us a child is born. How real is his humanity? Unto us a son is given. That babe is God's son given. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And to add to the mystery, the woman of whom Christ, of whom that child was born, was a virgin. And no human father could claim that child, for he was supernaturally conceived by God the Holy Spirit. His virgin birth was God's sign that he was our Savior. It was foretold 750 years before his birth in these words, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with man. His mother Mary was not God. Emmanuel was his name and not hers. Angels were horrified at man's stupidity as they saw him born in a cattle manger, and they cried, "Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Angels don't tell lies, and they said, "He is Christ the Lord." Christ means that he is overall God blessed forever. And as the Lord, he claims the absolute submission and obedience of men and angels. And even the winds and the sea obey him. He is our Savior for us to trust in him. He came as our Lord for us to surrender ourselves to him to obey him. He came as our God to claim the worship of our hearts. Is he your Savior, your Lord, and your God? As this babe grew into manhood, his life was so truly divine and yet so compassionately human, as he always was doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Who could tell all the wonderful things he did? He spoke peace and forgiveness to repentant sinners. He fed the hungry multitudes. He restored the afflicted, even cleansing the hopeless lepers, and 10 at a time, and opening the eyes of the blind,
and a tomb or a casket did not faze him, for he even raised the dead, calling them from the other world, and at his word they came forth. And when it came to preaching, never man spake as did he. He spoke with divine authority. His word was final. He told us of heaven and warned us of hellfire. He revealed God to us and exposed the devil and his evil spirits. And proclaiming the holy principles of his kingdom, he declared himself the one who could liberate men from the power of sin and Satan. But in denouncing man's sin and the vain hypocrisy of their cover-up of religion, those so exposed ganged up against him to give him the most torturous death possible. They crucified him, clubbing his thorn-crowned head, nailing him hands and feet to a criminal's cross, lashing his back, punching his face, and put a spear into his side. But through the wicked darkness of man's sin, there shone forth the light and glory of God's Son. Never did he more merit his name of Wonderful. He prayed, "Father, forgive them," as he turned that cross into a fountain of cleansing for man's sin. As they cast him out, crying, "Away with him, crucify him," he was by that sacrifice of himself opening the door to heaven for us to enter in. That blood that their nails, thorns, lash, and spear brought forth was the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth us from all sin. What marvelous grace of our wonderful Savior! No surprise is it then that we glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, wonderful in his birth, wonderful in his life, and wonderful in his death. We cry, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." Then came the big test, as he came to grips with death, man's unconquerable enemy. Dismissing his own spirit, he delivered himself over to death, and giving death 3 days to wrap its bands the tightest around him, and giving man time to seal his grave and put a soldier guard around it day and night, when death had rallied all its power of darkness to hold him, what happened? Let me tell you, neighbor. He arose. That's the truth. He walked out of that tomb a living man as he smashed the power of death and demonstrated to heaven and to earth, to men, angels, and to demons, that he is as he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." In complete triumph, he left that cavern of death a real living man. He took to himself his blood shed at Calvary, and he arose. Death held nothing, not one hair of his head, not a bone broken, not an ounce of his flesh, nor one drop of blood. Thus he appeared to his disciples, saying, "Peace be unto you. For because I live, ye shall live also." No wonder they fell at his pierced feet and cried, "My Lord and my God." Will you now join them and confess him as your Lord and your God? God is listening for your answer. And then the great day came when he arose from their midst, and with his pierced hands uplifted in blessing on them, he ascended up into heaven. Where is he now? This wonderful Savior Jesus, God has crowned with glory and honor, for God hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth in hell, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My appeal is now to you whose eyes are opened by God to see how truly wonderful is God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you, like the shepherds of old, receive him as your Savior? Will you, like the disciples, confess him as my Lord and my God? Do you hesitate and say, "Preacher, he's so wonderful and I'm just nothing. He's so holy and I'm so sinful. He wouldn't have anything to do with me." But he himself said that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. He is looking the world over for some poor lost sinner. His ear is listening for the cry of repentance from that one. If you're that one, let me help you. Fall on your knees and call. He sees you and he will hear you. Call, "Lord Jesus Christ, thou wonderful Son of God. I'm a lost sinner. I need thee to save me from my sins. I thank thee for giving thy blood for me, I now call upon thy name, Lord Jesus Christ. Please save me and make me thine own now and forever. Amen. And he will save you. For he said, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And God's promise is, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then you will love the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And you will serve him as your Lord. And worship him as your God. But some of you will turn away. You're not interested in a Savior to save you from your sins and bring you back to God. To you, my message is sad news. You could wish that God had not given his son, and Jesus had never come to rescue you. For now, you will not only have to answer to God for all your sins, but what will you say when he demands of you, why did you turn down the Savior who came to save you? And if his punishment for your sins shall be fearful, what will be his wrath when you face God as a Christ rejecter? That's why that wonderful gospel verse, John 3:16, that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That verse is followed by verse 36. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. As marvelous was God's love for you in his desire to save you, so fearful will be the wrath of God abideth on whom? You? The one who would not receive God's Son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. Men have committed awful crimes of murder and worse. Some have escaped the courts and jails of governments, but none shall escape God's judgment and his righteous retribution. But I would rather face Almighty God to answer for all the crimes of men than to answer for scornfully rejecting his beloved Son as my Savior. I would you? But to him who receives God's Son as his own Lord and Savior, he is born of the Holy Spirit of God and made a real child of God to know God's love and care and to enjoy his salvation forever. Neighbor, the decision is yours to make. Receive Jesus Christ or reject him. Know the unending wrath of Almighty God or know his love and care forever. Tell God the answer. I've had many experiences in my 81 years, but the greatest of all that has ever happened to me was when, with a whole heart, I received the Lord Jesus Christ to be mine and for me to be his. I have found him to be so wonderful, I just long to see you become a real Christian, to know and love and serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ too. Will that sun go down for you to have to write your name and after it to write, without Christ, or for you to write your name and then to write, in Christ Jesus my Lord? Choose advisedly, for your choice is for eternity. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.